Hello. This is a rehearsal of a talk I have to give in Washington, D.C., United States of America, on December the 2nd, 1991. I am now rehearsing it. Wait just a moment, please. It's 12 now, so I'll be able to time it, yes?
Good.
Ready? Yeah. On then. Thank you. Is it turning?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, I usually make a point when I speak in the United States of apologizing for my British accent, as a British accent belongs to Europe, or so we're now told, and our subject is a European artist. I forbear on this occasion to apologize. In any case, I have a profounder apology to offer. As a mere writer, I've dared to enter the territory of the musicians, and what can a mere writer say about Mozart? Music is the art that takes over from words when words prove inadequate. And I've spent much of this bicentennial year trying to devise a verbal approach to Mozart which should not abet this inadequacy. A mere writer can only deal with the externals or superficialities of a musician's achievement, which means his life. The life of Mozart has been delineated already far too often and has a great deal, sometimes with melodramatic falsehoods. The truth is mostly banal and has a great deal to do with money. I set up for myself this year a dialogue between Wofferl and his father Leopold, which portrays how shameful this banality is. Leopold says, "A born musician should also be a born mathematician." The two faculties, for some reason that no doubt Pythagoras has explained somewhere, spring from an innate numeracy, notes themselves being vibrations that obey strict mathematical laws. But what does mathematics do with money? Little, perhaps, except counting. You have still to get into your thick skull that 10 Viennese gulden, or florins, as they should rightly be, are worth 12 Salzburg gulden. When you are offered sums of money for performances, you should know precisely what you are getting. A thaler, which the Americans call a dollar, is 2 gulden.
That I knew.
That you knew, but do not confuse a spezies thaler or common thaler with a reichthaler. One reichthaler is worth only 1.5 gulden. 3 reichthaler are 1 ducat and amount to 4.5 gulden. And as you should have remembered from Paris, a louis d'or or pistole is worth 7.5 gulden. You have to know these things.